Blog Talk Radio.
She said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in a cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table. I told her ass to burn one. Shotgun in the fuck that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she did get a laugh. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cat. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, Shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy. Tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kids
don't even know.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got bitch tendencies. Scrolling through my Insta and Shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I split up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight.
She
flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then Shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
and
spend his money long. Got a feeling like she gotta keep calling my phone, no. Your bitch wanna fuck with me. Keep calling my phone. Your bitch, yeah, she all on me. She can't leave me alone. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. She calling my phone, something about me that she can't leave me alone.
Yeah. She calling my phone, I ain't really trying to answer. Pull up to her home, made her to a bed, ass up. First time she moan, slow it down, do faster. Told me the pussy mine, I ain't even had an answer. I'm like one of a kind, hit that shit all the time. It's just dick on their mind. Like to lay them on their spine. Legs up to the sky. And I gotta go by. My love so Wi-Fi. My love so Wi-Fi.
She keep calling me. She keep stalking me. I'm just balling, B. Like I wanna ring. I'm in her arteries. Just call me Dr. C. Then go fuck on her friend. Ooh, baby, pardon me. Love the way that she got it. But ain't into romance. The way she move her body. Like she tryna slow dance. She riding on me, no hands. Throw her all of these bands. Put her under a trance. She stop calling her man.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to another episode of OG Radio Presents Podcast Monday with your boy Radio Rail, and I guess Jason will be here later. Until my co-host gets on the show, I can't talk about the other thing. But the first topic that I definitely want to discuss is the entire aftermath of Black Lives Matter. I will forever be with it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how as us blacks, we get treated by, you know, the other races, more so the white race. But I read a post earlier, and this guy said that why are we so quick to jump up with the whole Black Lives movement when the other race is killing our own, but as soon as our own race kills us, it's just swept under the rug. And I want to address that tonight. I agree with what he's saying. It's hard to sit here and 100% be like, wow, we was in unity for a split second, but we was only in unity for justifications. We was in unity for a white person killing a black person, which we've seen time and time again. But when it comes to our own killing our own, nobody jumps up and want to protest and riot and loot and shut down stores. None of that. It doesn't happen. It didn't happen. So I agree where you're coming from. So I would like to know the answer to that. I don't think there will ever be a true definite answer to that. But, you know, you got these young knuckleheaded ass kids with no fucking guidance out here, you know, wanna quote unquote gangbang or rep whatever the fuck they wanna rep, and they just killing innocent fucking people. I saw a video which is probably surfacing now, that in New York a man was shot in broad daylight walking across the street, walking with his 6-year-old daughter. And he was shot for whatever fucking reason, but he was shot in broad daylight walking his 6-year-old daughter. And that shit is crazy. That is what happened to all that fucking units in this shit? I don't understand where it went. Then here in Chicago, I'm pretty sure everybody heard about the 7-year-old Natalie Wallace, the 14-year-old Fernando Jones, who was fatally killed and shot. 87 people over the July 4th weekend shot, killed. 87 people, you know? To me, it's the norm. It's the it's normal for to hear all these black on black crimes in Chicago. I'm 29 years old. I was born and raised here in Chicago, and it's the norm. So it's, to me, it's like it's nothing new to hear that somebody got shot. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's black on black. It's norm. It's the norm. So I feel like maybe that because it's the norm, nobody wants to get up and protest and do all this hoorah shit because it's the norm. I think that's bad. I think that's horrible. I think that no matter what race is killing, whoever is killing somebody is bad no matter what the situation is, unless somebody is harming your life, which 9 times out of 10, that's not what's going on here in Chicago. You just get all these drive-by shootings and people just shooting with no aim and they hit innocent fucking people. These kids don't deserve to die. They deserve to live. There should be no reason that kids are playing on the block and then you hear bullets and then you turn around and one of the kid that you just saw up cheerful, running around, jumping, all that other shit, sitting there laying dead. There should be no reason for that. It is ridiculous. I don't know what needs to happen. I don't even know. Because we already don't trust the fucking police. They put about 1,400 more police out there, but they're not doing their job. Apparently, if 87 people got shot, that means that, you know, they opened the fuck up outside, so everybody's still out doing whatever the fuck they want to do, and bam. Although, I want to say 2-3 weeks ago, yeah, people were getting shot, but you didn't hear about it as much. Everything was about COVID this, COVID that, COVID. Then that shit gets up under the rug so somewhat by them reopening shit, and now you keep hearing more of this person got shot, that person got shot, this neighborhood, that neighborhood, and it's in predominantly black neighborhoods. I don't know what needs to go on. I will always say this to my FaceTime group. Amongst black people, there will never be unity. There will never be any unity. You do have some that's out here for us, you know, on the positive note and everything, but that shit gets overshadowed and overlooked by the bullshit that's going on here in Chicago. All these killings and shit. It's ridiculous that, you know, driving through certain parts of Chicago, I got to sit here and drive around with my gun in my lap because I don't know what could possibly fucking happen and what in the neighborhoods I drive around. You know what I'm saying? It sucks because, you know, you got family that lives in some of these rough-ass neighborhoods and you want to go see them, but you got to take all the precautions in the world to want to go see them. And usually shit happens at nighttime, but it don't happen at any time of the fucking day, and it's crazy. Why should anybody run around, drive around with their gun in their lap? You know what I'm saying? Kind of anticipate for something to happen. You want to be prepared, like, come on, man. That is fucking ridiculous, bro. Like, I don't know. I feel like people, some of these people in Chicago want to just sit there and want to be a fucking statistic in the sense of, hey, let's become the murder capital of America. Hey, let's statistically be, you know, give Chicago a bad fucking rep. I don't know. It's fucking ridiculous. It's sad, you know, that our kids can't go outside and play. A lot of parents complain that, hey, my kid never goes outside. You know, they're always in the house. But look at what's going on. I'm happy that my oldest kids, they love being in the house. I don't mind it because, you know, all the bullshit that's going on out here, you know what I'm saying? They go out the house. I don't know what the fuck is happening, you know what I'm saying? So I don't mind that they want to be in the house. Does it suck because their mind is getting, you know, drained by fucking social media and video games and shit? Yeah, but at the same time, I'd rather their life be them being alive in the house over them going outside, walking to a friend's house, and being shot by a stray fucking bullet. You know, when I was coming up, I was able, me and my twin sister used to go in everywhere without a fucking fear in the world. You know what I'm saying? Maybe there was, you know, shootings and shit back then in the 90s. We didn't know. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a whole lot of that going on. It was literally community, us being raised by, you know, the block and community and shit. So, like, everybody knew who me and my twin sister was on the block. They were like, okay, this is, you know, so-and-so's kids. We'll keep a lookout for them, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But now, it ain't none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's, I don't know. Everybody wants to follow this, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter shit. But it's only because of other races, well, the white race killing the black race. That's only when Black Lives fucking matter. That's when the movement wants to happen. So what about when our own is killing our own? What are we calling it at that point? You know what I'm saying? Why are we not fighting for that? Why are we not pushing everything that we're trying to push with the Black Lives Movement for that reason? Why are we not setting certain things and standards and rules and shit in our own community? You know what I'm saying? I always said, why the fuck are we so quick to jump up and defend other shit, but not our own fucking community, not our own blocks, not our own hoods? You know what I'm saying? We're quick to jump on the bandwagon of other shit besides our own shit. So I'm going to play a couple tracks, and then I'll get back to the conversation. If, for all those who's listening, you can call in at 516-666-9826, because I do know that there's a lot of shit going on out here other than just Chicago, you know what I'm saying? I know that there's a lot of stuff going on in other parts of the world, which is ridiculous. So, again, I'm going to play a couple tracks, and then we'll get back into the discussion.
Yeah. First class.
I'm in la ciencia.
Got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. On the road to the paper, I'm a resident. This shit is evident.
Yeah.
What we peddling?
Yeah.
Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. This shit is evident. What we peddling? Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Hood richer than a bitch. Ballin', you can see the swish. Purple haze in my swish. Bust down Paddock on the wrist. Automatic with the shit. Barry Gordy with the hits. Harry Potter with the wrist. My Murata loud as shit. Come through the hood, they like breathe back. Bitches are dripping like tree sap. I was a drug, now she relaxed. Smoke so much, got a weed app. This a recap. Newsflash. Michael Jackson, nigga, who's bad? Call me up for the whole slab. 40 grand in that duffel bag.
I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents.
On the road to the paper, I'm a resident. This shit is evident. What we peddling? Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. This shit is evident. What we peddling? Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. I'm in some type of mood. Feel like I'm about to spaz. Just put sexy on the jack. Hashtag greasy on the tag. Get to the bag. Chase it so fast. Look at their faces. They can't help they mad. I'm from the hood. Can't help how I brag. Started all bad, but that was the past. That didn't last, cause that was the phase. Now look how them bitches be riding my way. Look how these niggas be hating for days. Play with me, test me. I'm passing with A's. Passing with K's. Him and his told me go half on the grade. All of a sudden, I'm back in my ways. Hustin' my denims, a T and some rain. Looking forever, look go on my J.
Nigga, do you know what's going on here? Put the gun in your motherfucking head, nigga. Get that shit up.
I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. On the road to the paper, I'm a resident. This shit is evident. What we peddling? Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. This shit is evident. What we peddling? Niggas trying to touch. Fuck it. Get the shovel then.
Ha.
Number no I'm down, can't stop crying, give me some tissue. Nano was on my mind, never sent time, just don't feel you. Monte, stop looking down, but turn around, they go get you. I tryna make you proud, make you smile, don't forget you. Number no I'm down, can't stop crying, give me some tissue. Nano was on my mind, never sent time, just don't feel you. Monte, stop looking down, but turn around, they go get you. I tryna make you proud, make you smile, don't forget you. I tryna make you proud, make you smile, and go forget you. I'm tryna keep a smile, tryna move around, but not simple. I keep tryna assume me, come from the dark room. Where somebody be going, they all go just soon. Call me bandit, so fit damage. Hop on the beat, you know I do damage. Look inside, they all just vanish. No fitness for everything, just vanish. Got a match plan, I live like Candace. Got a match plan, I live like Candace. Number no, I'm down, can't stop crying, give me some tissue. Nana was on my mind, never sent time, just don't feel you. Monte, stop looking down, but turn around, they go get you. I tryna make you proud, make you smile, and go forget you. Number no, I'm down, can't stop crying, give me some tissue. Nana was on my mind, never sent time, just don't feel you. Monte, stop looking down, but turn around, they go get you. I tryna make you proud, make you smile, and go forget you. Now we got no rest, now I'm better than the rest. It is shit a test, half asleep on the desk. Gotta make a last, take a little blast down a second pass. Leave you in the past, now you smell like ass, white smoking gas. They all know I'm trying to figure out what definition of gone. I just said to myself, like, why you doing wrong? Tell my other self, like, you know I'm my mom. He can't stand on the back, cause we both did the same. You ain't know what you gon' do, so why tell your friends? All they go say is keep your head up, kill your bear, tough, better stand up, man, for anything. So you better lift your head up, man, for anything. So you better lift your head up. Number no, I'm down, can't stop crying, give me some tissue. Nana was on my mind, never sent time, just don't feel you. Monte, stop looking down, but turn around, they go get you. I tryna make you proud, make you smile, and go forget you. Number no, I'm down, can't stop crying, give me some tissue. Nana was on my mind, never sent time, just don't feel you. Monte, stop looking down, but turn around, they go get you. I tryna make you proud, make you smile, and go forget you.
What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. The ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, three piece in the suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be it, they pay what the cost is. Every dealer a coke killer. They leave you dead where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. Where the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas to pray. They wiring shit with the bug tap. To lay you flat, be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick with the jumper. Like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fry hard, mouth sauce dripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. They'll leave you dead where you at. They'll leave you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking it's sweet, 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 sweet. Y'all really thinking it's sweet, 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 sweet. Oh, I'm from the east of the go, from where your father don't show. Down by the corner they post, with Frankie and BD and Mo. The college tuition a white, graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing, you could be next to get snitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what, we get action. Say you want what, we get goons. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy slatter a tissue. Your chillin's is villain, they sick from the villain, the killing the villain that picked you. When they walk in them shoes, better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause the niggas is sitting for getting a ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet.
Wanna do, cause you're my endless desire. Ah, remember those days where you couldn't do what you want to do? Say what you had to say, because you didn't have a way to express it. Put it in your mouth, and then you can't. Let's go! I'm just riding with my top down, and the air breeze is so cool. Got my drink on one side, nobody can tell me I can't take sip after sip, cause I don't condone in that drive. Put your ones in the air one time, if you feel me. Let's go to Sunset Drive, where the view is so spacious. We can see the top of the city like we run here. Up now, let's go to the moonrise. Better hope I don't change. The party is jumping like it's supposed to. The bright lights are bringing me in the crowd. Have a night for times like this. Let's take a drink now. Let's boogie till it's too. Gonna dip up to a special place, but I can't give any name.
Yo, 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 and we are back with OG Radio Presents Podcast Monday with your boy Radio Rail. And just to recap, I was talking about Black Lives Matter movement, if you will, why the fact that it matters the most when it's another race killing black people and not black people killing black. I feel like I touched on a lot of key points there. Moving to another topic. A lot of places are starting to open. Well, hell, shit, majority of Chicago has been opened up now. Asked where would good first date be upon everything opening up now. It's like ain't nothing changed. All they did was reopen shit, so like there's no really true answer that, you know, post quarantine there's no really good answer to a first date, because it ain't like shit was just like block the fuck off. All it was just your favorite restaurant to see close up that. But I mean, for a first date, it's wherever the fuck you want to go. What they did now is just at most restaurants now, depending on the type of restaurant you go to, you have to wear a mask. But of course, you take it off when you're eating. But most of the dine-in, it's dying out now. So if the restaurant has a area where you can dine on the outside, they're going to have you do that. But there is places on the inside that you can, you know, you can still eat every day. And for the most part, the waiters and waitresses wear a mask. So I was recently in Iowa over the weekend in Waterloo, Iowa for my daughter's birthday. And legit, everything was open in Iowa and nobody was wearing a mask, which felt so weird to me. That was just, I was not used to that at all whatsoever. I went to the hotel, you know, we went there and got there Friday, and I was talking to the manager. Manager wasn't wearing a mask. I'm like, okay. You know, I took mine off to talk to him, whatever. And then he's like, yeah, you're here for the water park, Puerto Rico? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, what's a good restaurant here? And then he told me the restaurant. So I'm like, quick question, because I'm not from here. I'm from, you know, Chicago. And I was like, it seems like, by me looking around, it seems like everything is open here and nobody wears, you know, a mask, maybe for the select few people. They're like, yeah, pretty much here in Iowa and in Waterloo, everything is open. I was like, what? I wasn't used to that. Like, I went into Target, everything was fucking just regular degular, you know what I'm saying? Nobody was wearing a mask except for the people at the register and shit. I went to some pizza restaurant, slash bar. Everything was regular dangling that motherfucker. But they do have it where if you're at the bar, everybody sits at least one empty stool apart, or whatever the case. But like that, I don't know. It was just weird for me because we went so long here in Chicago wearing masks, and for me to go up there and see that none of that is like that shit is like irrelevant up there. And it's like, what? But nonetheless, I still wore mine. I'm like, shit. Except for at the water park. But I don't know, man. This whole wear a mask, don't wear a mask thing is up in the air. Because for the simple fact, the official said that in 80-degree weather, the virus dies out. And that we've been in the 90-degree weather for a good significant amount of time. So I don't understand how the COVID cases keep popping up if we're at a certain temperature throughout the day where the shit dies. So none of that shit makes any sense if you ask me. If you logically think about it, and if you look into it, you'd be like, oh, you niggas ain't, y'all niggas ain't real. Like, shut the fuck. But nonetheless, I came back with a serious fucking suntan. I didn't think black people could get that shit. But, yeah, so I'm trying to find out how to recover. As of right now, my skin is sensitive to any and every day. But back to the situation at hand. So the topic was, what's appropriate to wear on the first date? I don't know how to answer that, really. You can wear what the fuck you want to wear on a certain day. Like, there's no rules, no limits, no anything. So what you want to wear on a first day? It's a fucking date. You wear what you want to do. So you wear what you want to wear to impress that other person that you want to impress, you know? So I don't think there's any rules to what you should and shouldn't wear on the first date. If you want to go out there with half your ass showing, then do it. If you don't, then don't. But there's no set guidelines to what you should and shouldn't wear on the first date. Because your first impression is the best impression. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that you got to go naked for a motherfucker, but, like, you know, you always want to look good for the person that you're just seeing, whether it's a blind date or a date you set up, a person you just met, a person you met online, whatever the case, that first date, that first impression, it makes a serious impact on whatever happened after the fact. Shit, let's see. When I was on first date, I looked myself. Shit, I don't try to dress or be a certain way that I hate. There's no point to that. You know, it's just be yourself, dress how you regularly dress, you know, and, you know, I feel like personality goes a long way before looks do. I mean, granted, I don't know, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So, you know, one person may look ugly to one, may look beautiful to the next person. So you can't really say, can't really say the beauty aspect. But personality first. For some, not everybody's also the personality. Some people are fucking weird out here and go by other shit. Like religious belief, shit like that. But you definitely want to look a little dapper, you know what I'm saying? It's a new word that I picked up along the way. First dates are very important in the start of whatever type of relationship that you're trying to have with them. But at the same time, a first date can go bad, and you can still make a relationship out of it. I've had a first date where it was, like, just disastrous. Like, it was bad, bro. Like, so I met this one chick, and, you know, we was like, all right, we want to go here on this date, this, that, and third. So, all right. I was 16, 17 at the time, working at Dunkin' Donuts. And I met this woman. Well, this girl, I thought she was just, you know, my age at the time. I thought she was 16, 17, 18, maybe 19 at the time. Right? She used to come through, make my drive-through all the time at the same time every day. Right? So it got to the point where I knew exactly what she would order every fucking time she came. She would always order a medium caramel coffee with three creams and extra, 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 extra sugar, like a shit ton of fucking sugar. So I got to the point where every time I see her car or I see her face, I just go ahead and just pull around, right? So probably about a week or two after that, she was like, hey, can I get your number? I'm like, yeah, baby, cool. You know what I'm saying? They call my number, just haven't said. We never asked each other's age, none of that shit. So we was texting at the time. So back when I was 17, you know, cell phones was like on the rise. So I think I had like a something from Singular. It was Singular at the time before they merged with AT&T. And I think I had the Razor. But anyway, you know, we was texting and talking some nights. And we decided that we were going to go on a first date to Hooters. And then we were going to go do other stuff afterwards, right? So, you know, I see. What things do I have back there? I want to say I have Bank of America. Or Chase, one of the two, where I had the overdraft protection shit. So, you know, if you overdraft, you can keep going to a certain amount, whatever the case, right? I know we decided on a Friday night. But I think back then we didn't get paid until Sundays, I want to say, or Mondays, some shit like that, whatever the case. I think I had about $50 in my name, right? So I agreed to, you know, pay for everything because it's a first date. I wanted to, you know, impress Shorty and whatnot, despite the fact that we went to Hooters with her. So first thing we did, we went to the show. I don't remember what we saw, but we went to the show, paid for it. Cool. You know what I'm saying? That was $16 I spent on top of popcorn and shit. So, you know, that was about $25, right? And mind you, I had $50 in my name, so I had $25 left. After the show, we took a little walk or whatever, and then we went to Hooters, right? That bill that we had was ridiculous. I like you. She likes you. Now, again, I'm like, all right, it's whatever, because I got overdraft protection. So I got, you know, I can overdraft my shit. I don't know for what odd reason. My card was declined like a motherfucker. And then I had already ran up my limit on my credit card. So I'm like, fuck. You know, so I'm all embarrassed and shit. Like, it was horrible. And she's like, it's cool. I got it. You know, she paid for it. She wasn't tripped about it. You know, so then I ended up explaining to her what happened. She was like, you know, no big deal, whatever. So then we driving back towards her spot. Fucking car breaks down, right? So after the car broke down, she coughed up some old bread because she already knew my situation to get a tow truck and that thing. And we told her to back to her crib so I could see what's up with it, whatever. So, like, that first day was horrible, bro. Like, I couldn't pay to eat. Then the car break down, motherfucker, and she paid for the tow truck or whatever, but she was so understanding and cool. She wanted to go on, kept going on dates, so that was the case. But, like, there's been some horrible first dates, and you still make it work. But you definitely want to make sure you have everything together for your first date. And the fact of the thing is, this is after the fight we ended up smashing or whatever, right? So she asked me, she was like, man, you know what, how old are you? I was like, man, we never did talk about each other's age, right? I was like, yeah, I'm 17. And she was like, oh, my God. I'm like, but you, what? Like, what's up? She was like, I'm 31. I'm like, damn, not never is you 31 because you look young as hell. And then, like, she felt bad because I was 17 and she was 31. But, like, at the same time, you know, shit like that, it happened. Me, I didn't give a fuck. I was, you know, I was going with the punches. I'm like, hey, whatever happens after it happens. But, you know, if you want to stop, it's cool with me. You know, I don't care. Age don't mean shit to me. Apparently, as you see, you was attracted to me other than, for other things other than my age. Because you didn't have age at the beginning. But I understood where she was coming from because her older son was my age. So I'm like, all right, tripping, it's all good. And also been on first dates where it went good, but they just, you know, it was motherfucking just going pillar shit for the second last time. But first dates is definitely an impression type thing. But you don't want to fucking, I think I've spoken this before on different podcasts Mondays. I'm not a firm believer on going all out on the first fucking date. Yeah, you want to impress that person, but you don't need to fucking go all out, you know what I'm saying, on that first date. You kind of want to leave them with something a little more, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely don't want to, you don't want to, let's see how I want to say it. You don't want to spend your whole paycheck. You don't want to fucking, you know, put all of your time and, you know, your whole into a first date. You want to be good enough at, be decent throughout that day to where they're interested, more very intrigued to see what's next to you. You know, see what's next, see what's to you, shit like that. Okay, I'm just a very intriguing person to begin with. I'm a wow your mind first, to get you intrigued, to always continuously want to see what's up with you. You know what I'm saying? Well, to see what's up with me on a daily basis. So if you're that type of person who can have people find you intriguing, that's where they always want to see what's next, hey, you're going to go far in that relationship if you build it up to that point. For those, I can offer a lot of suggestions on how to get yourself prepared for a first date. You know, a lot of people will be kind of scary and, you know, ain't dated in a while. I can give a lot of tips and shit, you know. I would always say be yourself. You don't try to pretend to be somebody nice. You're not super fucking hilarious. Don't be trying to look up some corny ass jokes to impress the fucking woman. Although, you get a woman to laugh, you got her, you know what I'm saying? The women love laughing, you know what I'm saying? But don't be trying to be super fucking corny. You know, you don't want to be a fucking corn mob. Because she gonna go back to her girlfriend and be like, oh, this nigga was a corn mob. This nigga was, he was saying some lame ass shit, you know what I'm saying? So I gave him a little fake laugh. Like, that's the worst thing you can get from a chick on a date is a fake laugh. Like, that shit is horrible. It don't feel good. Me, I'm just a natural funny person. So, like, it's in my nature just to be funny off GP. And people like that shit. You know, like, they gravitate to it. So that's why I end up having hella girlfriends in my lifetime, or people I fuck with, and hella friends and shit. And I'm just natural with it. But definitely be yourself, and have confidence in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Keep going to that motherfucker with confidence. Not cockiness. Don't get confused with being cocky. You know what I'm saying? Some people confuse that shit with trying to be, and they fuck around and end up being cocky. That's the worst thing that you can do is fucking be cocky when trying to go out on a date. Confidence and cocky can go hand in hand, but you could definitely get that motherfucker misconstrued if I said that right. Another tip, definitely have good breath going to that motherfucker. You don't want to have no bad breath, bro. Man, I went on some dates where I tried to slip a bitch of fucking menthol, because, man, look, people like smoking. You know, I get that. I don't care for women who smoke cigarettes like that, but I've dated women who did, and god damn, that smoking breath shit is real, dog. Like, woo! Watch what you eat, so that way you don't have that bad breath. But, you know, if you're going out, definitely fucking brush your teeth and use some mouthwash before you fucking go out the day. What else I got for y'all? That's pretty much it. You don't really need too much tips. Just the main ones right there to have a successful first date. Like I say, number one, definitely fucking be yourself, man. Because if you're not yourself, and you end up going on other dates and you find your true colors come out, yo, that shit is going to end up bad, dude. Like, for real. You will end up hating yourself after that shit. That's fucking horrible, bro. Like, you going through it being not yourself, just trying to act like something that you're not. That shit is horrible. What's his name? Yeah, we ain't seen NBA so long. I can't remember people's names. It's just Charles Barkley. Terrible. Just simply terrible. Just, it was terrible. Just, it was horrible. Just horrible. Yeah, so that's that. I'm going to play some tracks, and when I come back, I'm going to have another topic that I'm going to reach on, and that will I will use that last topic to close out. My bad, y'all. I forgot to tell y'all the names of the tracks and whose track it is as I've been playing shit. I've just been over here playing shit. Let's see if I can randomly scroll. This track is called In the Mood by Veronica Timms. So, without further ado, here we go.
I'm a little anxious, baby, 'cause I know that you're on your way. I haven't seen you in a while now, sugar, but when you get here, I know that things will be okay. I'm in the mood for you. Come over, so I can something sweet in store. Bathwater's red, the candles lit, dinner's cooked, everything is cooked all for you, baby, and more. I'm in the mood. Thank you.
And you the only one that knows, so keep it on the low. We ain't gotta tell no one what we do alone. It's something we both been waiting for. So let's turn off the phones, we gon' get it on till you screaming.
Girl, I just wanna lay up, baby. Get drunk, baby.
erase you out my mind. If it's
been a long day, long day, long day,
I can't live without you. I can't sleep without you. For the record, my heart is cherished, of being self. Won't give my heart just to anybody, no, I need that place to breathe. I need a time to see that you're right for me. I need a time to see, no, I won't settle. For the record, my heart is cherished, of being self. Won't give my heart just to anybody, no, I need that place to breathe. I need a time to see that you're right for me. I need a time. My mind is just
seven long days, long days, long days.
I can't live without you.
Seven whole days, whole days, whole days.
I try to erase you on my mind. It's been
seven long days, long days, long days.
I can't live without you. Mixed emotions, I'm on emotional roller coaster. You know that love is so real once you cross the ocean. Love got close, I still didn't know how to feel. Had to submit the wheel, call me by surprise. Things didn't seem real, yeah, the dot and Cupid. I spent too many years out here looking stupid. I just want that loving that's real, my heart needed to heal. Only waited, it's real, just listen. For the record, my heart is cherished, think of being self. Won't give my heart just to anybody, no.
Yo. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, bow tie. Run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, bow tie. Run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly. Up, too fly. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm up, too fly. I'm up to fly, bitch, I'm that guy. These niggas ain't your friend, fuck is you saying? I ain't fuck your bitch, just let her suck my dick. Strapped up by myself, cause I don't trust a click. Trapped till I get rich, trapped till I get pinched. Gotta make it somehow, gotta make it some way. I do not play, better watch what you say. Pull up, clap your ass today, then go visit your grave. You don't want smoke, you fuck around and get blazed. Boy, I know you ain't real. Boy, I know you won't kill. That boy losing his mind, that's from popping all them pills. Now I'm losing my mind, that's from doing all these drills. Stop thinking you chill, pop your ass just like a seal. It's not a big deal, it's killer be killed. I don't think that boy for real, nigga, that's just how I feel. Bitch, I feel like Willie Neal. Shark without the gills, pull up, get your ass to chill. Should be worth a couple mil. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, bow tie. Run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, bow tie. Run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly. Up, too fly. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm up, too fly. Up, too fly. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm the truth. Pull up and lose the roof. Pull up and she get loose. Keep a gun like Pat Poole. I'm getting money, I'm cashing out. You ain't really hard, you just acting out. 2 days, I had a package out. Bitch, I trap, but I'm rapping out. Fuck, nigga, what is that cap about? Underrated, I've been chasing paper. I just want to
say a young nigga made it. Staying faded, feet on the pavement. Duck a statement, looking out for Satan. They say I'm crazy, I just had a baby. So I'm losing patience, but I'm going crazy. Streets made me, you bitches basic. How you make it, I was trapping daily. Slow down, clown. Pop his ass and this man down. Whole lot of them chop around. It'll make a nigga stand down. I'm the shit, nigga, hands down. Goofy nigga, he a damn clown. This young nigga getting bands now. This young nigga getting bands now. Too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, don't tie. Run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, bow tie. Run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly. Up, too fly. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm up, too fly. Up, too fly. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy.
Your body, babe, feeling all your breath, right? Your breath, that shit is. your hands behind your head, then get on your knees. Open wide, don't leave a drop, just swallow me. Don't choke, hold it in your throat. I go deeper, then pull it out slow. Lay you on a bed, I just wanna taste. Damn, that shit so good, fuck it right my face. All I want is sex, kissing on your neck, licking on your body, babe, feeling on your breath. Damn, that shit is wet, we that pussy wet, dripping down my face. Yo, come all on my chest. All I want is sex, kissing on your neck, licking on your body, babe, feeling on your breath. Damn, that shit is wet, we that pussy wet. I'm pleasing you. Where you running to? Have you stuck? Like a submission move. Ain't no running, baby. It's just me and you. All I wanna say, S-E-X. Keep kissing on your body, baby. Feeling on your breath. Damn, that shit is wet. Oh, we that pussy wet. Dripping down my face. Yo, come all on my chest, all on my chest. S-E-S, I love it. S-E-S, babe. S-E-X, all I want is sex, dripping down my face. Yo, come all on my chest.
Follow my lead, and then you
Docs on OG Radio presents Podcast Monday. My final thoughts pretty much is the support system. Like my people forgot that. Support. Support goes a long way no matter what you're doing, what the cause is for. Just support in general amongst the black community is well needed, no matter what it's for. Of course, not the negative shit, but no matter what it's for, support is needed. Y'all see shit. White motherfuckers go out there and support each other with stupid shit. And I feel like black people have a hard time, not all, but some have a hard time doing that shit. We can't sit here and do things peacefully without a shooting happening, you know, stupid shit like that. People forgot to put the guns down and put their hands up. But I think support goes a long way. We need to get back to that mode of supporting people. With that being said, pretty much, I'm going to wrap the show up with that. Support. You can support one another. Like always, in the show with wash your fucking hands. It ain't even just because of the COVID shit. It's just sanitary. Just to wash your motherfucking hands. Use the bathroom after you're done eating or after anything that you've been touched outside. Just wash your fucking hands. Continue to be safe no matter where you live around the world. You're listening. Appreciate everybody for listening. I wanted to give a shout out to my co-host D Trey, who's on the show with me every Tuesday and Friday for Let's Talk Tuesdays and Freestyle Fridays. As y'all know, he raps and he makes beats. He has a Snack Pack Volume 2 out there on DatPiff. So you can go to datpiff.com or if you have the app, open up DatPiff, type in D Trey. B-T-R-E-Y, and all his projects is there. The most recent one was Snack Pack Volume 2, which is fucking dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hop on a couple of tracks because it's dope. We will be live tomorrow from 10 to 11 for Let's Talk Tuesday. It'll be me and my boy, B-Trey. We'll have more announcements tomorrow. We have a special guest this Friday. I will announce that tomorrow, so tune in again tomorrow from 10 to 11. Thank y'all for the support. I appreciate y'all listening to Radio Rail, B-Trey, Jezzy, AK, Mango. I appreciate y'all tuning in to our show every week, two times a week for the artists and, you know, four times a week for myself doing all this other shit. Shout out to Genesis as well for the poetry tip. We will have a great show this Thursday for poetry. We'll have a great show for Friday. And of course, tomorrow we'll have a great show. So, with that being said, everybody, y'all have a blessed and safe night. I appreciate everything once again. And this song is absolutely my favorite. It's called Keep Calling My Flavor Gang. So I'm going to play it again because I fucking love the song. It's just a favorite of mine now. So until somebody sends me something else that's going to top this, this is one of my favorites. So good night, y'all. Ride out to Keep Calling My Flavor Gang.
What it is. Tell me, should I give your ass a visit? So in love that she wanna be committed. Should've never ever kissed it in the kitchen. Fuck the one, now she say she can't leave me alone. All these chains and she tugging on my hair bone. Got my dress long, and this money long. Got a feeling like she gotta keep calling my phone, no. Your bitch wanna fuck with me. Keep calling my phone. Your bitch, yeah, she all on me. She can't leave me alone. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling.
She moans, slow it down, do faster. Told me the pussy mine, I ain't even had an answer. I'm like one of a kind, hit that shit all the time. It's just dick on their mind, like the limb on their spine. Legs up to the sky, and I gotta go by. My love's so Wi-Fi, my love's so Wi-Fi.
She keep calling me, she keeps dogging me. I'm just balling, beat like I wanna ring. I'm in her arteries, just call me Dr. C. Then go fuck on her friend. Ooh, baby, pardon me. Love the way that she got it, but ain't into romance. The way she move her body, like she tryna slow dance. She riding on me, no hands. Throw her all of these bands, put her under a trance. She stop calling her man.